This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher. Australian violinist, conductor, and composer Richard Tognetti has been the artistic director of the Australian Chamber Orchestra since he was 25 years old.
One half of my life I've been associated with the Australian Chamber Orchestra. And for most of my musical life, I've played in small orchestras, in chamber orchestras, so I don't know any other life.
On their current tour, the Australian Chamber Orchestra is presenting the U.S. premiere of a new work by Johnny Greenwood, who's a composer and one of the members of the rock band Radiohead. As they mark their 40th anniversary, the Australian Chamber Orchestra also puts their own stamp on an iconic set of concertos by Antonio Vivaldi. Tognetti says his passion for Vivaldi stems back to a revelation he had when he discovered the early music movement as a kid.
So I got into the early music movement very early on because I thought they were wonderful pioneers and revolutionaries. So I worked with Christopher Hogwood, Franz Brüggen, and I loved the squeaking and squawking that came out of the, you know, those wind instruments and the courage that a lot of those players had, you know, with their hardware. And so I started putting on gut strings, and then I found out that actually, I mean, it made sense, of course, that Heifetz, Menuhin, and Elman, three of my favorite violinists, used gut, of course.
As you listen to the Australian Chamber Orchestra's new Vivaldi recording, Tognetti says you'll hear a hybrid style where early music brushes up against a more romantic approach.
Although it's not marked, in the last movement, the third movement of Autumn, it's The Hunt, and the sonnets, possibly written by Vivaldi themselves, the words describe this hunt and the wounded, pained animal. And so I really try to bring this to life as I go roaring up the G string. I really interpret the music, and that is a romantic approach rather than it being just the text that is important.
You probably have a favorite of Vivaldi's Four Seasons, and when pressed, Tognetti does too.
It's probably Summer. I think the violence that comes through in Summer is so infectious. The cycling fifths that he uses so well, the rhythmic vitality, the extreme dynamics, the way he's programmed his music as in, you know, reflecting the season of summer. Yeah, I'd say Summer.
In addition to the Four Seasons, there are five other concertos by Vivaldi on this new release, and Richard Tognetti says each one is unique.
What's amazing about Vivaldi, unlike the Stravinsky quote that he wrote one concerto 300 times, which I think is really unfair, is the difference in characters between the different concertos. And there's this one movement on this disc that sounds like Hungarian gypsy music, and it's got this sort of drone on it, and you can imagine this cimbalon player, and that's what comes to mind when I hear this music. Very personal approach, but nevertheless one that proves that Vivaldi's output wasn't just repeating himself, not at all.
A personal approach to the music of Vivaldi, a Baroque composer with his own voice. That's what you'll find on this new recording with Richard Tognetti and the Australian Chamber Orchestra. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.